Are you ready to enter the Moctagon? Solutions for America. From the world's leading lunatics, put on your red, white, and blue clown shoes. It's time to go stomping through the American cultural minefield because the comedians are here to fix America on the Comedian Americans podcast. Just imagine some cool intro music now. Mike, you got anything?
Was that the cool intro music?
Perfect. You nailed it. I'm Dr. Dan, American comedian, founder of Comedian Americans. I have joke OCD. I used to write jokes for late night talk shows for money. Now I do it for fun here on this podcast. And when you have joke Tourette's, you got to have someplace to say it. Otherwise, it's like, do you joke in the forest? Do the ferns laugh? Do they, Matt? Do they? I don't know.
I don't think so. They're assholes. Well,
I guess it depends on the quality of the joke. Each week, I review the events of the week before and turn them into comedy, and we fix them. We fix America. I bring on a co-host each week, comedian buddy of mine, just a fine slew of comics out there with nothing to do. This week, the glorious disaster, the emperor of distemper, the mad son of Ben Franklin. He's the craziest guy in Florida, Mike Pantzer.
Hey, what's up, Dan? How you been, buddy?
Good. That hair, that's immediately, I can't look at that without thinking of, like, if Ben Franklin had taken a wrong turn.
Oh, dude, you should see, I'm almost long enough to get a real ponytail going, and then it's super Ben Franklin.
All right, so everybody needs to know here at the start, so you stand up, but you also work at a weed store in Florida. So tell us about that action.
It's a pretty sweet deal. I'm the pusher man for weed for old people. So, I'm probably selling weed to your grandma.
That's the new version of Cocoon that's going to be coming out, right? Just Cocoon meets Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, I'm going to be the next Wilford Brimley.
Dude, where's my ventilator? Dude, where's my oxygen tank? That'd actually make a funny movie. Dude, where's my oxygen tank? It's just old people high, just wandering around looking for their lost oxygen tanks.
We could make a folding cane that doubles as a pipe you could smoke out of.
That's crazy. So what's the name of your weed store?
I probably shouldn't say, because they're like a huge corporate entity.
Oh, really? Like, you can't advertise your weed
store? No, actually, that's crazy. They explicitly prohibited us from they're like, you can't take pictures and put it on your Instagram and talk about it. Because they're like, the company I work for is the largest in the world. They're really weird about it.
Cartel, I think, is the largest in the world. That's pretty good, though. Like, the, you know, capitalism is like, yeah, we'll sell this, but we're not going to really act like we're selling it.
Dude, it's so fucking corporatized, but it's such a, at least here, it's medical, so it's medicine,
right,
for sick people. And it is for some sick people, definitely, absolutely. I've seen it work. But man, people come in and they're just so nonchalant, like clearly buying it for their guest. When they're like, hey, which one of these do you want? Right in front of me and the health department camera. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Do that when you leave the store, man. It's they just don't give a fuck out here.
Well, people, they're potheads.
Yeah, I think
fucks. I don't, how many fucks? That's like five fucks already. Just saying.
The meter.
Yeah, just saying. So the pot thing is really interesting. It kind of leads into one of the stories from this week about, like, OnlyFans, right? So it's the same thing, like, corporations who are selling deviants, what's labeled, you know, as deviants, but they don't, you know, they can't just do it. So OnlyFans pulled, it says it's going to get rid of sexual activity. And it's essentially because the credit card companies are pressuring them.
That's the rub, man. It's the credit card companies, which that's my money. Why do you get to tell me how I can spend it? Like, if I want to watch, you know, your mom take her clothes off on camera, then and pay her $20 so that you have lunch money at school next week, who are they to prohibit me from doing that? That's me giving back to society, and now they're getting in the way of that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's crazy that the libertarians are now going to have to jump in and take up for the porn makers, right?
I think we've always, those of us in the Libertarian Party have always kind of been fans of porn, very supportive of the porn industry and the ability
porn.
To.
It's freedom yeah. porn, man.
Your body, your choice. That's
your
what
body, my choice. Right. So it's
our choice.
Show me your body. That's my choice. I'm sure the founding fathers would have loved, you know, porn mixed right up into everything. Right. They had to.
Of course, they put it right in the Constitution. I'm pretty sure it's in there. Something about you have the right to the pursuit of happiness and good pussy.
Yeah, I think like with, you know, that whole grievances against the government, right? That was clearly going to be like if King George had stopped porn or some kind of porn tax. Well,
dude, oh, man, it would have been a massacre. I mean, I remember back when I worked at Dell, there was this whole
showed up
thing.
And thrown their dildos into the Boston Harbor.
Just a sea of sex toys floating across the harbor, all shapes and sizes. Then, oh, look, that one's got a turtle riding on it.
yeah,
it's crazy. And they do it in the pot industry, too. So, like, we can't take credit cards. We can only take cash. We're not even allowed to take a debit card. We have this ridiculous, like, if you want to use a debit card to pay for it, I have something called a portable ATM machine that I hand you that looks like a credit card swiping machine, but it only works in $5 increments. So if your price is $53, I got to charge you $55 on it and give you $2 back because it's an ATM machine. And I'm not even allowed to push the buttons on it. Like, we're pretending that's not what you're actually doing there for the sake of the bankers who don't want to, because the bankers are scared of, you know, I don't know, the DEA or something.
Well, this is where it all folds back on itself, right? You get sort of restrictive cultures on both sides. Like the left wants to restrict, you know, certain ways of talking and things like that, because it finds it deviant or not deviant, but dangerous. And then the right, you know, has made its bed for years and years with the church people. And so the church people want to restrict everything, you know, anything that's fun, any piece of deviance they want to restrict. And so now they've got a service that, you know, that kind of restrictive subpopulation within the right. And so now they're starting to, you know, pull back all the things that almost everybody enjoys. And we'll see what happens again. It becomes prohibition, right?
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't have taken this long because Kevin Bacon showed us that you could just dance your way to changing the minds and the hearts of the Christians.
Yeah, just enough dance. Well, dance was substitute for porn in that movie, right?
Yeah,
It was basically dick loose, right? It was like, hey, how do I, you know, it was this innocent, I just want to dance with these girls. How come I just can't, you know? And that was totally just a substitute of how come I can't have sex with all these women?
Exactly. And then they had that big orgy at the end, a.k.a. dance off.
Right.
And so, you know, and the next thing you know, the fathers of the town were like, hey, we kind of like this dancing.
Well, this is the problem with, you know, prohibiting anything that human beings enjoy, all the way from alcohol to drugs to sex, you know, all the way down the line, is that you have a range, right? So like, they're like, okay, dancing, as long as you're not like in the Catholic dancing thing, but leave room for Jesus, about 6 inches. How come it's 6 inches? Like that's literally the dick length that the nuns pick about leave that much room for Jesus. I'm like, okay, so it's the Jesus three-way every time we dance. What's the...
Well, have you seen the pictures of him? He was very skinny. I mean, 6 inches.
Which way was he facing? Really... Was he facing towards the dude or the girl in that dance?
Well, that depends on which church you ask.
But you can't restrict human deviance, right? Look at you.
No.
You're a walking piece of deviance.
I am. I mean, and you can, I find a way. I always find a way. And so will everybody else. I mean, we didn't invent weed 2 years ago. I mean, I was smoking weed back in 87 and it was hard to find in a country bumpkin mountain town in upstate New York. But you know what? We found a way to find the weed.
It drives innovation. It drives motivation. It drives work. Try to find this weed. And then even the dumbest, you know, high school dropout can find weed.
And it makes you stronger as an adult because it teaches you skills like problem solving and networking. Because you've got to find, you got to find a dude. And then you've got to figure out how to connect with that dude who's notoriously unreliable, as all pot dealers are. So it really teaches you a lot of skills for later in life.
Yeah, they've totally cleaned it up now to the point where you can just go and find it without having to figure out like, oh, do I get this out of the back of the KFC? Like, where are they handing this stuff out?
It takes some of the fun out of it. I got to admit. I mean, it is nice to walk in and there's a menu and you're like, yeah, I'll just take me that and that. And they're like, hey, by the way, we got a special today. And you're earning points that you could take off. Like, I've never had a weed dealer be like, yo, bro, next one's on the house. Let me see your punch card. Like, I like that aspect, but I do kind of miss that little butterfly sensation of being like.
Your microphone is scraping up against something.
Your probably hair. My hair. Yeah. Let me just tie it back. There you go. I can man bun it.
That's even prettier.
Now you can see all of my face.
Some of the good things about like the OnlyFans, like, you know, we're finally re-upping the glossy magazine industry. Like, they're going to drive it off the internet again and back into the magazines where it belongs.
Oh, for sure. Print, you know, whoever said print is dead just didn't have a crystal ball. It's coming back. I mean, look, you know, YouTube notoriously demonetizes people. Twitter does. TikTok. Good Lord. I mean, a friend of mine yesterday posted a video of her uncle trying to do a backflip drunk and landing on his back and, you know, knocking the wind out of himself. And they took it down because it was dangerous.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you start to try to limit, you know, any type of human deviance, like my kid, I remember my son when he was maybe 7 was playing Star Wars on the playground with his buddy Nathan, and they had like fake sabers. They didn't even have sticks or anything, fake lightsabers. And the teacher came over and stopped them because they were being violent.
Of course they're being violent. They're little boys. That's what little boys do. They act as if we weren't just in the caves yesterday.
Like, but that word violence becomes so pliable. Like, who's going to decide, like, you're being verbally violent to me? I'm like,
oh, yeah. You can assault me? I mean, how with words? I mean, sticks. Hey, I got picked on growing up. It sucked. But I think everybody did. I found out not too long ago I was picking on somebody in high school. I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Really? What were you doing?
Apparently, I made fun of his skater hair. I don't remember doing that. It was the 80s, you know, when the skaters had that hair that would hang over half of their face. And I think he had just moved to our school district. And I was, like, not a popular kid at all. And But I saw him, I ran into him in Colorado, and he was like, yeah, you know, that actually always stayed with me. You said you kind of made fun of my hair, my skater hair, when I first got to school there. And I'm like, wow, because that's 35 years ago.
Damn, what did you
and
say?
It stuck with the guy.
Must have been a good joke.
I just was like, hey, look at this douche with the skater hair or something like that. And apparently it was just the timing and the mood he was in that day. And like, it stuck with him. And the moral of the story is he's a periodontist in Boulder. It worked out really well for him. His life's going great. He's got a huge house. He's got a family. He's got his own practice.
Well, the question is always, right, and this is where it comes down to this idea of snowflakery, that if you're too soft, anything can hurt you, you know, and that's not enough justification to say, hey, say whatever you want. But on the far end, like, is this actually intended to scar somebody for 35 years, or was it like a 2-minute laugh and everybody forgets it? You know, it's not your fault that he was that sensitive to his stupid hair.
It's not. And I mean, we're cool. It was just a thing. I never, like, my memories of childhood where I was the guy that got picked on. And then I'm hearing from a guy I know from that period who's like, no, you made fun of me. And I'm like, huh, maybe everything I remember is wrong.
Maybe.
I did a lot of drugs. So it could be wrong.
You know, I think the other thing that's funny about, like, the OnlyFans, like, look at all the things it's going to, if you get rid of OnlyFans, if you get rid of porn on the internet, I guess paid porn, there's still free porn, right?
That's the thing. OnlyFans also is.
Have you paid money to OnlyFans?
I have not paid money to OnlyFans because OnlyFans is notoriously leaky. And you can see everything on OnlyFans on other websites like a day later for free.
Like which
just
website?
Like the rest of
Mike's naked collection.com.
Well, if I told you which ones, then they'd hear about it and close them down. And I like looking at them. But no, like even on Pornhub and those sites, you'll see people post videos that they cropped off of an OnlyFans account. That, you know, there's always kids that are going to find a way around whatever security you can build, and so it's going to get out there anyway. So that's part of the problem with OnlyFans is your beaver's going to end up in the World Wide Web for all to see the second you hit send to OnlyFans. Like, it's not going to, no matter how much they tell you it's secure, it's not.
Well, I have a question. Like,
I'm going to see it.
Give me your theory on this. Like, there's so much porn, right, in the world. There's so much porn. How come? I don't think I've ever met anybody that's actually made porn. Other than when I was in LA, like the pros or whatever. But, you know, it seems like it's every other person. There's so much of it on the internet.
I've met a
bunch.
Do you
know people who are posting porn?
Yeah. Yeah, I know several.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've even driven some in my Uber before. Back when I was driving Uber, I know a dude that he's doing like regular acting now, but he used to do like print porn, mostly in the what's that one for dudes? That's all dudes.
Yeah, act like you don't know it. Go ahead.
That magazine, I can't remember. It used to be like an old hacky joke, that magazine name. I can't remember what it is, but yeah, he's got photo shoots with his big giant hog dick showing in the side. And I know a few people that have videos on I think it's X people or something like that. It's X something, and it's all like homemade porn videos. And I know a few people that have them on there.
That's funny.
And I know a chick that has a OnlyFans for her feet, where she just does stuff with her feet and people pay her for it.
Yeah. At some point, don't you think it's, I think we should just pass a law that everybody's got to put a camera in their house. Like you get to, you can look in anybody's house at any time that you want. Like go exactly the opposite of privacy. Like make privacy illegal. And then like, if you want to see what your neighbors are doing, you know, like let's just get rid of privacy.
Have little microphones in there. So you can be like, hey, Bill, way to go.
Yeah, right. Hey, man.
Slap that ass.
Well, I always made this argument about politics. The problem with politics can, all the problems can go away instantly if, as soon as you decide to run for office, you have to wear a body cam 24/7. Like we get to hear everything you say and do if you're going to be in politics. Because the problem is they get in and do backroom deals and things like that. And we never get to see the actual transparent person.
Well, that's, you know, I think that's good, but there is, I mean, the other side of that coin is you have to see everything they do. Somebody's got to actually watch that. And I don't know if anybody could survive watching Nancy Pelosi sit on her husband's face. Like, I think that would be horrifying. I mean, that's, you'd have to provide some type of hazardous duty pay and guarantee to their family if they commit suicide after watching that video.
Oh, man. I just think like, okay, so there's a solution, America. There's a comedian solution right there. Get rid of privacy, first of all. Like everybody has to install cameras throughout their house. And in politics, you have to wear a body cam so we can see Nancy Pelosi sitting on her husband's face.
I like it because I've got some very attractive neighbors. So I think it would make everything win-win.
Then you wouldn't have to pay for any of it, right? You probably wouldn't even have to watch TV or anything anymore. There's always something interesting going on in your neighborhood.
We are all voyeuristic. I mean, at the end of the day, we all kind of get a thrill out of watching people do things that we shouldn't see. And
completely natural.
And totally. And we like being watched too. We don't like to admit it to ourselves.
I'm not going to watch you.
Somebody is. Oh, there's,
you can send me that Christmas gift card as much as you want, but I'm not following Mike's pockmarked ass.com.
Today, Mike is going to make a nice paella.
All right, so let's move to something else. Let's move to you were in the military, you were in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about sort of Afghanistan. That thing's still going on. People are still getting out of that country. What's your thoughts on Afghanistan?
I think that's just a shitty situation all the way around, man. I think of all the, I mean,
Were you in Afghanistan? Them the weed. Where were you?
No, I was in South Dakota.
Oh, I thought you had some kind of deployment at some point.
No, South Dakota and West Texas.
Oh, then I'm not talking to you about this. You just fucking hid out in the military to avoid being in the military. Yeah.
I fixed heavy bombers. They can fly all the missions to the Middle East from Texas.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't. The B-1 could fly around the world. I think it could stay up like 47 hours with air refueling, and it has enough for like a rotating crew. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, there's no need to park them anywhere near danger.
Man, the military has figured out some stuff, haven't they?
Dude, they have. I mean, why would they put a base out in the middle of South Dakota? Where it's 70 below zero, because it's 100% white. Any brown people show up at that base, you're going to see them from 100 miles away.
Is that what it is? Just the fear of anybody different?
Quite possibly. I can't tell if that's a terrorist or a moose. We'll have to wait till it gets closer.
So, yeah, talk to me. Afghanistan, you got at least some perspective on it as a military, ex-military guy.
I'm sad about it. It's a fucking bullshit situation. But I think anybody with any real, you know, common sense and any sense of history probably saw this coming 20 years ago. When I remember when we went into Afghanistan saying, this is going to be like another Vietnam. We're going to get bogged down in all this bullshit, house to house fighting and tunnels and fucking not knowing who's freaking, sorry about the, not knowing who's who. And then eventually we're going to end up bailing without having really accomplished anything and leaving a bunch of people behind who helped us to be brutally slaughtered by the incoming party that, you know, group that's taken over. Exactly what happened in, you know, Vietnam. We'd pull out and anyone that worked as a translator.
That's a pretty good, right? You could have just been calling play by play right now. Like it could have just been. And my thing is like, instantly now, because this is to me, like when people always talk about, you know, Trump always went after the mainstream media and I'm like, no, get rid of the mainstream word. It's just media. This is the nature of media. It's not even that it's corporations or if it's some kind of conspiracy. What the media does, is it finds the most intense imagery, the most intense stories, and just jams those into your face until you get tired of them. And that the last week, you've seen nothing but that, these fire hoses of horrible stories and images coming at you. And so the whole country feels like shit about it because there's no way to avoid it. It's like this onslaught of bad stuff.
It is. And you're right. It's the media as a whole. I have plenty of friends that are Fox News junkies and I have to straighten them out too. I'm like, you talk about MSNBC and CNN and all you want, but Fox is no better. They're content creators. They're not news reporters anymore. They're creating and manufacturing content based on whatever ridiculous entertainment metrics and advertising revenue metrics.
Yeah, the concept of news doesn't work when you have this much media. Because you can't just cover news and get any attention. You have to entertainment and spectacularize the news, right? And so that's, Afghanistan's a perfect example of it. It's horrible. And there's tons of refugees. And I think Biden even said this yesterday. He's like, no matter how you pulled out of there, you were going to get this. But yeah, maybe we could have done it, you know, in a more organized way or whatever. But this has been a shit show from the beginning. And it's going to be a shit show at the end.
Yeah, I mean, we never should have gone there. It was not an environment that was set up for us to succeed. Well,
then it's Bush, right? Then it's Bush's, like it's oil and Bush. I mean, the reason we
ended it's Cheney,
in Afghanistan, right? Cheney, still causing trouble.
I had never heard of it until I. They played it on a Rogan episode, but Ike gave this speech like
the military industrial complex
speech. How do people not know about that? That's basically
it's too complex of a idea for America. America does not like complex truth. And when Eisenhower left office, for those who don't know, he did a farewell address where he said, hey, biggest thing you need to watch out for is corporations hooking up with the military and just constantly causing wars and shit so they can sell bombs. That's essentially what he said.
And he was what was he known for? Being a famous military general.
Oh yeah.
The man himself is warning us, hey, look out for this.
And it, you know, clearly that is one of the things that happens with the military. The military has to feed the beast. And so, you know, you watch this stuff in Afghanistan. And so comedy, again, comedians trying to solve this. I posted something last week, like we should have just sent a bunch of the Black Hawk helicopters with hooks and just picked up half of Afghanistan and just moved it to like South Dakota. We got room, you know, just fly it over. That's the problem, is that it's stuck in the Middle East.
Well, we could have I think he just solved world hunger also.
Well, same with Israel, right? Why don't we do that with Israel? Yeah. Israel could easily be in Iowa.
So I don't know if I think they like where they're at. That's the
maybe they should go to a coast. Well, we'll bring some of the ocean with us too.
Yeah, because we, like, you know, we're coastal people. We've got to have a way out.
I also think that if we'd have just sent McDonald's and Starbucks over there 25 years ago, the whole country would be a Western capitalist by now.
Yeah, I agree. I went to Berlin back in 2004. And when I went to East Berlin, the only two things that were there were Starbucks and McDonald's.
They do a way better job of taking over other countries and staying there. KFC, you could have just sent the colonel, like instead of the military, send the chicken military, the colonel into Afghanistan, and they'd probably been fine.
I think the colonel is in Afghanistan.
Do they have KFCs in Afghanistan? Do they have any Western civ in Afghanistan?
Probably not. I'm sure they do. On our bases, they do. Not for the Afghanis.
I'm talking about like out for the people. They don't get to go. I'm out there amongst the people.
Yeah, I think there's like McDonald's kebabs. And I think Burger King does a shawarma.
It takes over everywhere. Like there's a thing in Japan on Christmas Eve. It's huge in Japan to go out and buy a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It's also when I was in Israel, we had Burger Ranch, which was like a Burger King knockoff, and but we also had McDonald's. Ben and Jerry's. I guess Ben and Jerry just pulled out.
Where are you going?
I had to get a drink of water. If you don't know, my parents are in that house, so I'm trying to be discreet about this.
How about we open a chain of Afghanistan, Middle East themed comedy clubs?
I was just going to say comedy clubs.
Right? Afghanistan.
And we'll use the Florida comedy club model where we'll just hit up like small business owners or like village chieftains and be, you know, we'll put up a thing on the wall, we'll send you the comedians and you'll just send us some money every month.
Yeah. It's a bringer show. Yeah. You gotta bring at least 9 members of the Taliban to Afghanistan's Chuckle Club. I think that would work. I do think if you want to, you know, this whole military system of trying to overtake and hold on to other countries doesn't really work. But sending our pop culture there and our food, you know, culture and all that stuff seems to do just fine.
It totally does. It people like, for whatever freaking reason, people like to emulate Western culture, our style of dress, our music, our food. But
maybe if we had offered them, you know, J-Lo and Ben Affleck for like a year, like we'll send Bennifer over there. And you guys can have them for like on loan for a couple of years and, you know, you use that as a way of taking over the culture. Like just our movie stars, Tom Cruise.
We sent Rodman to North Korea and it didn't do shit.
Yeah, but come on. He's D-level. He's D-level celeb at best.
Come on. He banged Madonna. He's pretty good. He's at least C, B. He was definitely A for a minute.
I don't know if he was ever A. He definitely got some news cycles, you know, back when he was still playing ball. And then instantly, like, it's funny, once they leave their, you know, the platform where they're actually famous for, they got to start doing such crazy, even crazier shit to stay in the news cycle. You know, like he's walking around with some kind of like bull ring in his nose and his hair on fire. And people are like, nah, yeah, you're not really getting rebounds.
That's for everyone in any like entertainment business. I mean, shit, look at Alyssa Milano. What is going on with that crazy broad? Every time I turn around, she's saying something more ridiculous because she's just, I don't know, it gets trying to be relevant.
She and was, there was a story about her last week that she was in a car wreck with her car her wreck uncle and died she gave her while uncle he was driving.
CPR or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're driving down the highway and her uncle just keels over the wheel.
And look, I'm not saying she did anything. I'm just saying she hadn't been in the news for a few months.
That's true. I wouldn't want to be related to her if she's been silent in the news cycle. So tell me this. I mean, name one person from Afghanistan. One Afghani.
I know a Pakistani.
Nobody in America can name an Afghanistan, somebody from Afghanistan, right?
No, maybe some Afghanis could.
Maybe if you're Afghan American, maybe, you know, I'm sure then, but yeah. Like there's 350 million people in this country. What? 349,999,000 could not name anybody from Afghanistan. And yet we're all very upset right now about Afghanistan.
Yeah, very upset. I think it's just, well, like you said, the media is going to show you the worst case or the worst of the images, the worst of the sounds. Yeah, the most
spectacular. That's the nature of it. That's what it's built for. You don't watch boring movies.
No, and 90, you know, and it's entirely possible that, you know, a large chunk of it is orderly and peaceful, but there's certainly an amount of it that isn't. But yeah, that's sensational. It's nothing new. I think I told you about when I was in Israel, I was at this thing that happened called the Temple Mount crisis. It was just, it was scary. We got a lot of rocks thrown at us and some stuff, but nobody really got hurt. There were a couple of gunshots. It wasn't that big a deal. But when I got home to the U.S., my parents had recorded the news reports here. It was like, oh, my God, the soldiers are there and they're going to shoot at the ambulances. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, none of that even. That's not even from where it happened. Like, yeah. So I learned at a really early age that they're manufacturing the news to sell a narrative to tug on your heartstrings.
Right. That again is like the problem of getting your information from a visual video narrative device. Like it literally can't survive if it tells you boring stories. Like, I don't know if you ever watched old news like Cronkite and stuff like that. So boring.
Oh yeah.
So bland. It was purposefully bland. He would purposefully not add any emotion to the read because he didn't want to.
Which is how people. News, and that's how news should be.
Maybe
what we have is editorialized news now. It's all
It's not editorialized. Heads. It's entertainment. I think that's the key is to remember it's entertainment. Don't get your information from that source. So. No. Let's do something different. Let's get off that. Let's do one of these side stories. Did you see Bob Dylan got sued last week for like
molesting?
How long ago was it? 56 years ago, molesting a 12-year-old, grooming a 12-year-old.
Yeah, 56 years ago, I saw that.
As I call it, the crimes they are a changing.
Yo,
and even worse, I don't know if you heard this, even worse than grooming her for sex, he actually sang to her.
Oh God.
Torture and grooming.
Oh, that's horrifying.
What did you think about that story?
I think it's not good, but it's probably also another case of 21st century douchebags looking back at 50 years ago and judging the behaviors that at the time weren't. Well,
come on.
Seen.
Now you can't say that was acceptable.
Jerry Lee Lewis's wife was, well, didn't he marry his
cousin? Yes. Third 13 or something. I don't know.
And she was like 13 and Priscilla Presley was like 13. That famous groupie was 15 when she got gangbanged by the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, I totally see, like, you know, at some point And again, like in Alabama, I think it's still legal to date a 13-year-old or whatever. Culture has changed, but like Dylan and a 12-year-old, come on, that's, I don't know if like the story's true. It doesn't really matter. What it does is it starts, you know, possibilities for comedy, right? Like if you look back to some of his songs, you can rewrite his songs now, you know, based on like just like a toddler. So instead of a, just like a woman, just re-sing it as she breaks just like a toddler. Tangled Up in Boo. I think that one would be big.
Tangled. I wish I had, I didn't hate Dylan before all of this happened.
It's just a weird story.
It is. It's this is the second time in 2 days I've had a conversation about it.
It Ain't Me, Babe. That one works, right? That you can play that at his trial. I guess it's a civil trial. You can't be. There's no criminal charges. I don't guess. Is there a term?
No
term limit on.
Well,
child.
Cosby didn't have a term limit.
Yeah, he did. They just ignored it.
Surely there can't be a statute of limitations on molesting kids. That,
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe we should ask Dylan.
I'll ask QAnon.
He'd probably know. Dylan would know now.
Dylan would know the guys at that pizza place in Brooklyn where the Clintons keep the kids. They'd probably know too.
Just a crazy story when I see stuff like that, which again, like you could clearly turn that into a whole slew of comedy if you wanted. But there's just so many things. This is the thing, like when I worked at late night talk shows, like it was always a mix. We would do the big stories of the day and you can find humor no matter what it is, even Afghanistan and things like that. You can find humor in it, even acceptable humor. It doesn't have to be inflammatory humor. There's still acceptable stuff in there. But then there were always little side stories like that. Like one of the features I wanted to do on this podcast was called Bad News of the Week, like the worst news of the week. I don't know if you see some of these small side stories. They'll pop up and then they'll go away pretty quickly.
I had one I just saw before we got on the phone about the CEO of some company died. Doing a backflip off the balcony at Citi Field Stadium yesterday. At a Dead concert.
A backflip off a balcony? Oh, like was there a pool below?
No. He fell two stories to the concrete below.
So he didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't like, hey, watch this.
Yeah, he
fell.
He was like, hey, watch this. And I don't know if he didn't realize that he was right at the edge or what. But
Gary Garcia's ghost will catch me.
The irony of being at a Dead concert. Dying.
Well, the two that I saw this weekend, a lot of times it's just headlines. It's also sort of bad writing of headlines that kind of catch my eye. But one was the actual headline was family and dog found dead on trail in Yosemite. And I'm like, why would they add dog into the headline itself? It just makes it even worse. Like this whole slain family and their dog.
Family, dog. Possibly a zygote.
I mean, what's the,
isn't it?
Like you immediately can't even put together the story in your mind. You know, it's a tragedy, but it's like, maybe they and the dog fought it to the death. Maybe they, you know, the dog turned on them and took out most of them. And then like somebody got in a killing blow there at the end and they both died in each other's arms.
They were trying to leave it behind in Yosemite. They were abandoning it. And it was like, no, you don't, bitches. And it was a murder-suicide, actually. I'm sure when they draw the chalk on the ground around the bodies and they see the angles of everything, they'll realize that dog committed suicide after
it killed its owner. It's like the worst Jack London story ever. Like it's got a dog in there in the wilderness and they all die.
Turns out it wasn't even their dog. They were kidnapping the dog.
Well, and then the other one I saw was, this is the literal headline. It says, two young boys steered their car to safety after their father was fatally shot while driving.
Yeah.
Again, they leave so much out of the story that you're like, what? Is that even real?
How did two of them do it, though?
I guess one got on the brake and the gas and the other steered. I don't know. They were 6 and 8.
I mean, 6 and 8.
Which, again, horrible story. I'm not just making fun of, you know, stuff like this soulless comedian. It's just that the headline is so awful. Like, this is going, it's not going to be a good story. Like, do I, at that point, I have to decide, am I going to read the text of the story? I'm just going to go, nah, I don't want to get in there. I don't want to get involved in that.
Of course you're going to read the text of the story because you've got to find out how this thing all happened. First of all, how did he get shot?
I don't know. They were on the highway in near Houston.
So they were on the highway. So they're going really fast and he got shot. Did they get the shooter?
Maybe one of the little kids
was the shooter.
You'd have to go down this ugly, you know, feel bad rabbit hole to get the details of the story. And then the news on small stories like this are always so bad. Like the reporting is always so loose and the writing, clearly it's not even been edited. So it's always horrible missing, you know, information. And you're like, what, is this real? And then you get to the bottom of it, you go and you realize, oh, it's not even real half the time. But feel bad stories. There's quite a few of them out there.
What we need, it once again, comedians save the world. What I think these news sources need are punch up guys.
Right? That would be great. I mean, it's not that real news anyway. Just no, add crazy stuff in there.
Yeah. Before you go to press, send it by a comedian. We'll punch it up. We'll throw a couple of ha-has in there, lighten it up, and send it back to you. And that way, everybody reads horrible stories, but somehow feels a little better at the end.
So, yeah, it's the fall of Afghanistan, but just wait, because the spring is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That's when all the opium blooms. And what, now we got to feel a little bit decent about it. I like it, Mike. That's a really good idea. Like comedians get to filter the news. Solid idea. In fact,
yeah. I'm good for one a year. Shit, there's a lot of year left.
All right, so here's another feature I like to do. These are personal things from the week. Personal news. So things that you experienced this week, and I want to pick the weirdest one. Like, what was the weirdest thing that happened to you this week? And I'll give you mine, and then you can sort of think your way to yours. So this is news, right? It could be reported. It did happen. It's a factual event. So I went to get my car inspected to get it re-registered here in Texas, which is not the biggest scam on earth, you know, that you have to pay $20 every year and for no reason other than to tell you that, yeah, your tires need to be replaced. So it's supposed to be $20. It's always ends up like $400 or $500 because they find something. So this guy came out and he's like, yeah, your brake pads are down to 1 millimeter. You've got to get those fixed. I can't pass it. And I'm like, how do you even measure 1 millimeter? That's ridiculous. And so I had to do it. So he did that. And then he came out again. He goes, hey, come out here for a minute. And I'm like, I never want to hear that from a mechanic. So I walk out there and he pulls up the hood to my Prius because I'm a hippie in Austin, Texas. And he goes, see this on the battery? And the battery is the most expensive thing on a Prius. It costs like $80,000. And he's like, those are rat droppings on top of your battery. He goes, sometimes rats get under here, like, and they will make a nest and they start chewing through your cables and it's going to total your car. Like, there's no way to fix a Prius once those cables are severed. It's going to total it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
I parked my car outside. You're telling me I'm being attacked by rats in the middle of the night or attacking my Prius? What kind of Texas rats Republican rats are coming after my my hipster hippie
Clearly, they've been trained by Texaco.
Right? Like, they're going to take out their Prius. They've got all this army of rats that are just taking out probably also the Subarus. You know, any hybrid car, they're going to go after it. So that was my big event for the week. I also wondered how, like, there's only like this much space between the hood and the battery. It's tiny. How do rats take a shit on my battery with in that little space? They're really well adapted to be highly irritable creatures.
Yeah. Oh, they can fit through, I think, like a hole the size. Like, I guess as long as it's their skull can fit through it, their body can get through it.
It's crazy. So it anyway, the solution that I found online is that you're supposed to clean the area and then spray it with peppermint oil. Apparently, rats hate peppermint. I don't know who went through a whole bunch of candy with rats to figure out, here, what do you think of this butterscotch? But they balk at peppermint. That's my weird week event. That's Dan history. That is Dan news. What do you got, Mike? What crazy thing happened in your life this week?
Mine is turkeys. It involves wild turkeys and squirt guns.
what a great headline. See? Comedians are great headline writers.
I've got these wild turkeys in the neighborhood that I do not like. They like to come into my yard and eat all of the food I put out for the deer and the squirrels and the possums, and then take big shits everywhere. So I can't figure out how to get rid of them. So I threw my back out when I slipped chasing them last week, which whole other thing that was, I fell in turkey shit. It was a whole thing. So I started Googling like how to get rid of these fuckers, and they said throw tennis balls at them or squirt them with water guns. So I got on Amazon and I ordered a couple of super soakers and I spent the morning just chasing these fuckers around the yard and squirting the shit out of them, and they're right there. They don't give a fuck.
Give me another shot of those turkeys. I want a good shot of those turkeys.
Hey, you fucks, you fat fucks, get out of here.
Oh, that is, you're infested with turkeys.
It's crazy, man. I'm like some weird Cinderella man.
Turkey infestation. All right, you win the weird story of the week. My rat thing is disgusting, but that turkey thing, that's pretty awesome.
Fucking Florida, man.
What's up with you and birds? Like here in Texas, wasn't it blackbirds or crows or whatever they were?
Yeah, at the ice cream shop, I had the crows and the grackles and the squirrel. And yeah, I don't know what it is. God damn it, turkeys, will you stop it?
Your doctor... Your doctor do even less, like doctor.
Doctor do too little.
Ah, awesome! That is a winning story. You win that for sure. Here's another feature that I want to run. It's called Weird Quiz. And okay. Every week I write a weird quiz, and I'll put these when I really turn this into like a full Comedian Americans, you know, brand, and we have more stuff online. I'll have new weird quizzes that people can take, but this is a weird quiz. And so the rules are, I'm going to ask you these questions and you need to deliberate out loud about what your choice is going to be before you make it.
Okay.
So just think your way through the scenario and then we'll get to your answer. Okay. So
I'm
first,
I'm prepared to think.
Prepared to think. Okay. You can ask the turkeys for help if you need a go-to, a lifeline. First question, bigger sign that you have a problem is waking up in which scenario? All right, so this is the biggest sign, the worst scenario you could wake up in. Number one, you wake up with your face on the floor of a liquor store. Like you're just laying in the aisle. All right. So you got that one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably never happened to you because you're a weed guy. You're not an alcohol guy.
What's the other one?
Okay. B is you wake up naked on the floor of an Alabama gas station.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the third one is you wake up naked, slumped over a mailbox in a gated community.
Did you read my diary or something?
Maybe I just thought about what was Mike's week really probably like. Monday, he's probably on a liquor store floor. Clearly took a drive to Alabama naked. Here you go. You got three questions, three options. So deliberate and tell me what your choice is.
Well, liquor store floor, Alabama bathroom. Boy, there's a lot of stickiness in those two places. What was the third one?
Mailbox, gated community.
I've done that, and that's not too bad. It's as long as you're up before the guys that mow the golf course and do all that shit show up, you're fine.
All right. So C is your answer?
C is, I'm thinking it's liquor store.
Liquor stores are clean. They're nice, lighted, air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. Well.
Probably make a new friend.
Yeah. Definitely going to make a new friend. Going to make a bunch of new friends in there. Probably get free drinks too.
People stepping over you to get to their alcohol.
Liquor store. And then the gated community. And what was the other one?
The floor of an Alabama gas station.
Yeah, that we're going to know. That's
okay, we're going to eliminate that one. Is because the Alabama or the gas station floor or the being naked?
Definitely the first two.
Just the Alabama, naked, you never know
problem
what's,
for me.
You don't know what's crawling through Alabama as a new virus, so or a gator might.
Or some kind of uncle daddy might come and want to take you home for his sister daughter.
All right.
Yeah, so I think we're going to avoid Alabama.
Make your pick. Here we go.
Gated community. Naked on a mailbox in a gated community. It gives the HOA something to talk about.
It does. That is absolutely true. You're a giver, Mike.
I am.
Trying to add a little flavor to the world.
I want them to feel, like they're needed.
Nice. Okay. Second question. You have to breastfeed something. Okay. And here are your choices. You have to breastfeed a baby bobcat, B, a 70-year-old man, or something in a black box you can't see that's wet.
Something in a black box you can't see that's wet. How big is this black box? Hold in your hands?
Let's say
shoebox size?
Yeah.
So the black box.
Baby bobcat.
Or 70-year-old man.
70-year-old man. Start with the baby bobcat. Why would you be for that or against that?
I think I'm against the bobcat because of the teeth and the sharp nails. I think that would be a problem right there. I don't know if you've ever tried to hold a baby bobcat. I've tried to hold a baby person and it was hard. I'm pretty sure a bobcat's going to be even more difficult to hang on to.
You're probably surrounded by bobcats right now. Like you're in Florida. It's probably nothing but bobcats outside your perimeter.
I've seen several. Yeah, they're everywhere. I keep hoping they'll come eat these fucking turkeys. Hear that, turkeys?
There's no way those bobcats would catch those turkeys. That has been that war's been going on for millions of years, and the turkeys have figured it out.
The turkeys have figured they leave one behind, and as soon as I go back in the house, he's like, "Hey guys, he's gone. Come on!" And they all immediately. It's crazy.
It's insane.
All done.
All right, 70-year-old man. Talk about that one.
70-year-old. I think I'm going with 70-year-old man. Yeah, that's it. For starters, the odds are he doesn't have any teeth, so less likely you're going to lose any one of your nubbins. And who's he going to tell? And who's going to believe him?
Well, there's got to be video, man. I would take, there's got to be, it's got to be in public.
Oh, there's got to be video. Oh, it's got to be in public.
We should add that. I got to add that as in public. 70-year-old man in public, in Starbucks.
Well,
right. Women get to breastfeed babies like all the time. Like, why can't the old get breastfed too?
I was going to say, I think I kind of would like to breastfeed a 70-year-old man at Starbucks just so I can sit around and go, what are you looking at? Put your eyes back on your food. Yeah, you judgy.
All right. What's the matter? You've never 70-year-old man. You're not going with black box that's wet.
No, no. That's some creep show stuff right there. I don't know what's in. First of all, if it's wet, I don't even know. That's ooh. Yeah, no, we're avoiding black box with wet stuff inside.
All right, I'm going to give you one more in the weird quiz. If you're going to go to a ballet and have extra fun, more fun even than the ballet usually is, which would you bring with you? A box of darts, okay? A bag full of mice, or a pile of glossy nude pictures of yourself?
Darts, nude pictures of myself, or what was the other one? Ice?
Bag of mice.
Oh, mice. Bag of mice. Bag of mice. That's that. They did that in Ratatouille. That's old hat.
In a ballet? Did they let rats loose in a ballet?
One of those Disney movies, they did something like that. Maybe not. Maybe it was somebody's house.
No, I think Ratatouille had a kitchen full of mice or rats. Like they cooked.
Yeah, that was it. It was a kitchen. Yeah, cooking rats. So they're sophisticated creatures. I don't know. They might appreciate the ballet.
I watched that movie fairly recently, and it doesn't. I don't care what you do, like to make them cute. It's still a rat in my kitchen. I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, but it's a rat that sounds like Patton Oswalt.
I don't know who I'd rather cook for me, a rat or Patton Oswalt.
Definitely Patton Oswalt. Have you seen that guy? He's got to know what tastes good.
I was driving home one night from the improv in LA and looked over and Patton was driving a little old Honda car, Civic or something, back in the early 2000s. He was right next to me and I'm like, hey, man. Before he hit, I'm sure he's driving, you know, like a triple decker SUV now.
Probably. Then again, Larry David drives a Prius, so who knows?
Box of darts, box of mice, pile of nude pictures. What's your choice?
Nude pictures. Nude pictures all the way.
You just hand them out. Like you got to hand them out.
Oh, I'm not. I got to hand them. I was just going to fling them like out to the audience from the balcony. I feel that's the best way. That way people can get more than one if they appreciate them, and others could just leave them on the floor if they don't, you know, kind of. Because, you know, I that way I could. Yeah, I like that. Do a lot of different poses.
Maybe you could have one of those guns like that shoots T-shirts.
Yes.
You could just blow your pictures out over top of people during the ballet.
I could do it, or I could do it like strip club style, like yo, just start flinging them out of people.
That'd be solid too. All right, yeah, good job on weird quiz. Pictures. I think you win weird quiz this week. Any news stories that you noticed from the week that you want to talk about?
Well, there was the CEO that died back.
There you go. That was a good
concert.
What was he CEO of? Do you know what the company was? Trampolines, anything like that?
I don't even think they said. Again, it was one of those headlines that just, you know, you're like, oh, this is going to be horrible, but maybe there'll be something interesting. And then it just got more horrible the farther I read. Oh, his brother wasn't there. And then his brother found out and his brother cried. I'm like, God, this is going the wrong direction here.
Well, see, that's what I was talking about. The news has to bring stories to the moment. Like the fact that he's a CEO means nothing. Has absolutely zero bearing on that story.
Nothing to do with it. He could have been the CEO of his, Yeah. It makes people think, oh, this must be some important guy. Maybe it was Jeff Bezos. No. Right.
Now you immediately imprint all the other CEOs that you've learned and you're like, ah, I'd love to see Jeff Bezos backflip off a balcony and, you know, crash down amongst the Deadhead fans.
Like, why didn't they catch him? Isn't that what they're supposed to do with concerts?
I don't know. Like somebody falling over your head from, it's not like they're stage diving.
Yeah, cannonball off the balcony. Pretty far.
What a way to go. That kind of invalidates your whole life, right? At that point, that is how you're going to be remembered. I don't care what he CEO'd, what he was a great guy, anything. No matter whoever talks about him, the first thing they're going to mention or think about now is, oh, yeah, I know. I remember how that guy died.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it, maybe he just felt so unappreciated and so unrecognized for all of his achievements. He felt that this was the only way he could get a legacy.
Well, it makes me think, like when you die, I'm going to put wild turkeys around your casket.
That's how I'm going to die, chasing turkeys. That's how it will happen.
Hey, a business idea. Here in Florida, the flamingos have played themselves out, the plastic flamingos, plastic pink turkeys for the front yard.
Plastic pink turkeys.
What do you think?
That's a good idea. They might scare away the real turkeys too.
You know what you should try? Although I don't know, can birds smell? Because what they do with animals is they'll get, you know, a predator urine and put it around whatever. Yeah. I know, like with dogs, like you can put bear urine in your garden and your dog won't go into your garden. I'm like, yeah, but now your dog, every time he walks outside, thinks there's a bear. He's like, oh shit, I live near a bear. Like you just ruined your dog's life to, you know, preserve your magnolias.
I've thought about that, but I like getting the other animals here, the deer and possums and squirrels and the bunnies.
Maybe there's something specific to poison turkeys.
That could be, I don't know. Turkeys are resilient little bastards.
How about a little statue of a pilgrim, you know, like for Thanksgiving?
Little statue of a pilgrim in a plate.
Yeah, a little musket. Just that
plate with an arrow on it that says you pointed down.
Yeah, I think that might work.
Like these right now, they're looking right at me. They're putting their wings out like, look at me, I'm a big turkey, man. What are you going to do about it, dude? And they know I got nothing. I got nothing. I got this. This is it, this thing. And they're not scared of it anymore.
Oh, you needed a big super soaker, like a one from 50 yards where you just sit back there like the rifles.
Oh, yeah. I've got pump action.
Just sitting on your back porch, watering turkeys.
That's my life, man. I sit around and squirt turkeys all day. It's awesome. The Panzer way.
Well, cool, man. I think you killed it. I had fun here on Comedian America.
This is fun, man.
Yeah, I think it's a good format, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it'll only get better.
I think you solved some things. I think the idea of, you know, comedians have to filter all the news is solid. So we've got that. Anybody out there want to, you know, hit Mike up and learn more about turkeys? He's got a compendium of knowledge. Go to what's your website?
Yeah, you can hit me up at mikesfunny.com or Mike's Funny on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all that shit. I'm on them all. And if you're in Florida, I'm doing this killer show like on 9/11 in Daytona Beach at Downtown Daytona Live. Awesome. Bringing in the holiday with some funnies.
Cool. Well, there you go. Or just go visit all the weed stores until you find Mike.
You'll find me in all of the weed stores, either as a customer or the salesperson. I'm both.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm starting to drive Uber again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, dude. I get 15 an hour for the weed store. Like, prior to this, I used to sit around. I was one of those assholes that'd be like, this guy's want 15 bucks an hour. What is it for this bullshit? And now I'm like, that is not nearly enough,
man. Yeah, right.
That is, and you can't live. I'm a 49-year-old man. I can't live, single man. I can't live on 15 bucks an hour. That's not even $2,000 a month take home and rent.
That's not
in
even
Florida.
Turkey squirter money. You can't buy enough squirters with that to do any damage to your turkey.
That and deer food and squirrel protein pellets are expensive. And I'm doing the keto diet, so that's all bacon and meat. I'm lost like 27 pounds, man.
Well, there you go. I'm going to turn you into a good liberal at some point where you can just be like, you got to pay people 50 bucks an hour for anything they do, right? Like fight back against the capitalism. And it's
equal pay for everybody from CEO to the toilet bowl cleaner. Everybody gets the same. That's
all
what
I'm saying is I just want a week of CEO pay. That's it. Give me a week of Bezos pay and he can have it all back after that. That's all I'm asking for. 1 week.
I'll even do his job for that week. I'll do all the work. I don't want a handout.
Right. I'll come in and CEO you know, job. I'll fly to space for what's he make a week? Graphs. Like $6 billion, something like that. So
something like that. I only want one day's of it. I'll do his job for 1 day.
All right, one day of Bezos pay. See, we've got another great idea from the comedians, is that we ought to switch salaries at least once a year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can have my money. He can have everything I make that day or that week, and I'll take his. And there you go. Capitalism has a new idea. Switch salaries.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe he'll find out I'm really good at doing his job, and he'll go, you know what, Mike? You keep it. I don't like the responsibility anymore.
Or maybe you'll find out, hey, this is not that hard. Like, this is so much easier than working in the weed store. And maybe he'll like working in the weed store.
Who wouldn't like working in the weed store? You're selling weed. It's freaking awesome.
Do they let you, they don't let you get high while you sell, right? Do they have drug testing at the weed store?
No.
For the employees?
No, they don't. And I mean, you know, you're not allowed, supposed to be high at work. And for all intents and purposes, I'm not.
How many weed store employees do you think are high while they're working?
I would guess at least 90% of them. I don't see how the
wrinkles.
To put up with the people that want to buy weed. There are so many mean people that need weed.
Well, how about that? How about free weed for everybody, even if you don't? So if you're not going above $15 an hour, then give everybody free weed and they won't care as much. They won't be as upset.
Yeah. If I didn't have to buy the weed, 15 bucks an hour, it'd be fine. I could make it on that. It's all this weed I'm buying that's eating into my 15 bucks an hour.
Another great idea from the comedian Americans, free weed,
which
as an American
reminds me,
right.
It reminds me of something you were talking about earlier with the OnlyFans. And now I just lost it again because of the weed.
lost in the sands of weed, the weed of time.
So much weed.
All right, man. Well, super fun. Appreciate it. I'll circle back around and we'll have you back on. Keep track of the turkeys. And maybe next time we can have a turkey in there with you while we talk.
Yeah, I'll have them on my lap.
Cool. All right, this has been the Comedian Americans podcast. Put on your red, white, and blue clown nose. Get out there and be comedians and be Americans. And we'll see you next time.